is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Max Barbecue, Golden Isles Collision, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here is your host, Brad Kirkland.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Brad Kirkland. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Mr. Shuck Seafood, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Welcome back, coach. Congrats on your first round playoff win, 28-22 over Mundy's Mill. What a game, what a comeback. It was something to be heard and seen. What are your thoughts on that game?
Oh, man. You know, looking back at the game, I'll just say this. Our guys have got a lot of fight in them. They'll never quit. And in the playoffs, I think that's a lot to be said for. And I'm just so proud of them. I'm so proud of our coaches for doing a great job preparing those guys. And really proud of our fans that made a travel up there. I think that we had twice as many fans as they did. And you know, that made a big difference in the game to us. And our guys know that they had a lot of support behind them. But, I mean, looking back at the game, our guys never quit.
Well, that was 2 weeks in a row, Coach, that we've had packed out stands, probably more than we traveled well. And so this is starting to be a theme here. These Pirates are travelers, so that's a good thing. Tell me about that trip up there. I heard about some buses and pretty nice way to get up there to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We had a big-time Pirate booster, you know, step up to the plate, and he took care of some charter buses for us, Mr. Josh Kirkland. And
that's awesome.
We're so thankful for that, because to me, honestly, that made a huge difference in the way our guys were prepared. They were so surprised. You know, they walked out of the locker room or the field house to load up the bus that morning. There wasn't four yellow dogs sitting out there. There was two big charter buses for our guys. And they got on there, and they had a lot of pride about themselves, and really were able to stretch out on the bus and be comfortable on the way up there, because it was a long trip.
How many what's the number that went up there?
We had 103 total players and staff that went up there. And I mean, even for the coaches to be able to ride on the bus and relax a little bit before the game, I think that also makes a big difference as well.
That's huge. And so shout out to Josh Kirkland. That was awesome for him to do that. Well, Coach, we got kind of a slow start to the game. I think we were 3-and-out to start with there. It's kind of just like last week. We had to come back, and we had a bunch of penalties. Seemed like every time there was a penalty, it seemed like it was on us. I don't know if that was fair or not, but I know we're not supposed to beat up the refs, but that just didn't seem right. But we were able to overcome, and that's kind of been a theme for us too. So
yeah, I think it's kind of our MO. We start off slow, and you know, we did have less penalties than we had in the past. But, you know, definitely in the playoffs, we'd like to see us start with a drive and get a score and get up. Definitely that's what you want to do, because you don't know how many possessions you're going to have in a game. But yet, you know, looking back at the first half or first quarter, we had some things not go our way. You know, we dug ourselves a hole early, and when we got in there at the half, made some adjustments. I think that was the thing too, that our guys were really, really good at making adjustments, coaches and players. Coaches, you know, they meet before the halftime and make those adjustments. And our players, you know, for them to be coachable and do what we ask them to do, you know, that hats off to them for that.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, talk about being battle-tested, because that's two weeks in a row that we've been in the trenches and we've really shown out. And, you know, I think we are battle-testing. And we talked about this earlier in earlier shows about adversity and overcoming that and that growth. And that I think we're going to peak at the right time. I've been saying we haven't played our best game yet. We played a great game, but I think still it's out there. That complete game is still out there.
I agree with you 100% that we still haven't played our best game. But we're definitely battle tested. If you look back at our schedule, there's not any slouches. Maybe a couple, but not the schedule that we played this year. And playing Camden, and we played St. Augustine, that's still undefeated. And you played our region schedule, and we had a tough region. You know, there's some guys in there that especially the city championship game is always going to be really tough with a rivalry that big, and then coming down to the last game of the season, playing for a piece of the region championship and that atmosphere at Effingham, those are championship type atmospheres that prepare yourself for the playoffs. And once again, we were down at half against Effingham, and our guys never batted an eye. They believed in each other, and we made a strong comeback, even though we didn't get on the win in the end of it. But I think that's what helped us out this Friday night, that our guys knew, hey, we were in this situation last week, and our defense was put out on the field at the end of the game, and they knew they had to make a stop. That was different from a week ago. And that's one of the things that they've learned, and our guys really responded well to that.
Well, Coach, once we got it going, the offense really produced. I think we had over almost close to 600, over 500
yards. 591
yards
of total offense.
Man, that's great. Three guys all over 80-something yards. Towns, Hezzy, Heck, all over 80 yards rushing. That's really good.
Well, actually, Grant Moore had 80 yards.
Oh, Grant.
80 plus, yeah. I think Towns was busting, 60 plus. He was really close to – we were really close to having four guys over 80 yards.
So we had some success running the ball.
Yeah, we did have some success. I think that was one of the key things that we did. We were able to lean on some guys up front, and by the fourth quarter, they were wore out, and you could really tell that we were in better shape than those guys, and really wore out their defense, and were able to crease some things late in the game when we really needed something to happen.
So all that time in the weight room, all that time on the field, all that practice, summertime, that's where it paid off, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I told the guys too. Why do we get up and set at 7 a.m. or 6:30 a.m. in February and do all these practices in the morning time, and then get out there in the heat in the summertime, lift all these weights, remember those times, and then you're built for this. That's where the confidence comes from, the work that you put in. So it's not false confidence that our guys have. They've worked for everything that they've got.
Well, Coach, pretty balanced attack again. Grant had about 258 yards passing. And of course, he had some really good-looking runs. Receivers went off. Terry Mitchell, Wasim, both had a great night receiving the ball. So pretty balanced. And I'm sure that's kind of the plan going in.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely want to be a balanced attack and then try and keep defense coordinators, I've said before, on their toes and prepare for both the run and the pass. And, Terry had 9 catches, for over 110 yards. He eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark for the season. And, that's great for
– congrats to Terry Mitchell.
A guy to do that in the season. He's got 59 catches on the season so far. So, that's another record, 50-plus receptions in the season, 1,000-yard receiver. Wasim Murray's really coming along great for us. And making some plays, he's still a freshman.
Yes. More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, 2 great locations, 1 great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
High school football season is here, and for over 28 years, Air Adjusters has been your home team and has been helping you score that touchdown by keeping you cool in the Georgia summers and warm in the winters. High quality work from trained professionals, so give your hometown team a call. Air Adjusters, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Financing available 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Well, Coach, let's talk about the second half, because you go in at halftime. I'm interested in what you told the boys, because we're down 22-7, and it's a playoff game, and it's possibly the last half of football.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. When I go in the locker room, you know, the really good thing for a coach to see, and for me and not only our assistant coaches, is how these guys are going to respond in the second half. And nobody had their head down. Nobody wasn't listening. I think everybody was sitting there, eyes on me. You know, they're focused, they're paying attention, they're ready to be instructed on what to do in the second half. And as a coach, when you see that, you get a really good feeling about, you know, all right, we're going to come out in the second half and we're going to execute and perform, you know, to a high standard. And our guys really did that, and that, you know, that's the character of our team. That's who we are, and our guys have shown the resiliency. From last week to this week, and that's really good to have in the program, is that these guys are going to keep fighting. They're not going to quit. There's no quitting these Pirates, and for them to come out and execute the way they did in the second half and respond the way they did, you know, that's just all their hard work coming to full fruition. Excuse me.
Well, Coach, that just tells me what you guys did all year was y'all did something right. Those kids were, you know, they were ready to be coached up, and whatever you did worked. So keep it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's all on these guys. We're not, you know, as coaches, we can just put them in the best situation. You know, we're not out there running the plays for them or playing defense for them. Our guys are executing at a high level.
Well, Mondaysville had some success throwing the ball on us. They had some good looking receivers. That number 16, every time you turn around, he'd catch the ball. We couldn't cover him, it seemed like. Was there some kind of adjustment y'all made?
Yeah, so
let's stop this kid.
Our guys did a really good job of, in the secondary, we bracketed him and made sure we had two guys on him. And, you know, our defensive line really played really well, and linebackers were getting to the quarterback. And so we got pressure with our front forward, and I think that helped us out tremendously. So we were able to play more coverage and get in some different windows. I think that's where the pick from Jayshon Towns comes in and really get to the quarterback. I think Devin Smith really turned it up and had a heck of a game. I know the left tackle from Mondaysville was having a hard time trying to block him, trying to hold him, trying to tackle him, trying to do something to get in his way. But Devin really had a great motor getting to the quarterback, getting his hands up. And because of that, you know, we also had another interception by a defensive lineman, Donnie Rotten. And he caught the ball right over our offensive lineman and made a heck of a play and put us in another position to get in the scoring opportunity.
Well, I knew that defensive game was out there. I knew our defense had not played our best game. And I think that's one of our best defensive outputs, was getting those INTs.
Definitely to come out in the second half and pitch a shutout against a high-powered offense like that. I mean, the adjustments were made, the kids executed, and they got the shutout, gave us the ball back when we needed it, and then was able to to turn, you know, some of them turnovers into some points. So
you're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, let's talk about our defense coaches. They played great. They shut them down, like you said, in the second half. We pretty much blanked them in the run game. They wasn't running on us. So that, I mean, got to give it up to our that front. Like you said, they were all over the place.
Yeah, D-line and linebackers were really, you know, did a good job reading their run keys and fitting up the football and not letting them get outside. And because they had some heck of athletes on the perimeter. You know, they brought in their stud linebacker at some times and put him at running back. And definitely, I think our defensive front seven did a heck of a job.
Who was our defensive player of the game? I didn't hear that yet.
I would definitely like to – it's either between Devin Smith getting to the quarterback almost every play or Jay Sean Towns with a big, you know, a big turn and momentum. But those guys really had a heck of a game.
Right. And they both – I think they were tied with six tackles each. So, hey, that's great. And they could be co-players of the game as far as I'm concerned. Let's do it again. Well, good job on the defense coach. The defensive coordinator, obviously, we've got to give him some love because he made the right adjustments, and those guys went out there and gave him a big goose egg in the second half. So.
Yeah, he did a good job with the rest of the defensive coaches. You know, I'll say this about our defensive coordinator. He oversees the whole defensive plan and makes the defensive calls. He does a really good job of listening to his coaches. You know, when they see something in the back end and they make the adjustments, you know, it's a full team effort. And you know, he's done a great job all season long, and you know, we're going to try to continue to do that, you know, this Friday night.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, talk about special teams, because we've always got to give them this third part of the triangle here. Special teams played good. I think we're solid. Made all our PATs.
Yeah, we made all our PATs. I think the one thing that we didn't execute was our fake punt, and I'll take the full blame for that. You know, I think we took too late to line up into a formation. We let them adjust to it, and they had it covered. So that was not a good call on my part. We were in the right spot to fake it.
We just
did not have the, you know.
The timing sometimes is off. And
oh, yeah. Like if you allow them time to adjust and everything, and, you know, I think that makes all the difference in the world. And, you know, and one is hats off to them. They had it covered up. And, you know, but I think we faked the punt, you know, two back-to-back weeks. So hopefully that'll help us out in our punt protection a little bit. But, yeah, all PATs were made. I think that, you know, looking at some more special teams, you know, looking forward at Maris, their kicker is unbelievable. He's going to kick it in the end zone. So if we do get a chance to return the football, we'll be nice for field position. But, you know, we're going to be probably starting on the 20-yard line majority of the night.
Well, that's okay. We'll be ready for him. How about it? Are we healthy? Did we come out of this game healthy? Are we healthy going in Friday night's game?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, one of the big positives was from this past Friday, as physical as the game was and from the travel and everything, we only had one guy that cramped up a little bit, our cornerback, Avion Addison, but, you know, he's been pounding the pickle juice and
absolutely
make sure he gets some extra stretching in and hydrate throughout the week. But, yeah, coming out of the game, we're 100% healthy, and, you know, you're always going to have some nicks and bruises, but nothing a little ice and tape can help. So.
Well, that's good. Good to hear. That's a little bit different than last year. We were all banged up going into the playoffs. So this year we've been, knock on wood, we've been healthy. That's good. Well, Coach, we get Marist this Friday night. We got to go to North Atlanta this time. They're traditionally a successful program. Talk about that team and their head coach. They got a legendary head coach. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm talking about a guy that's been doing it for a while and doing it the right way and building the program up. He's been the head coach for 38 years, and I think he even spent his time before that as an assistant at Marist. Alan Chadwick, he's number two overall wins, but number one active as a head coach on the Georgia high school list. And, he runs a heck of a program. He runs, you know, this offense, which you don't see a whole lot anymore. So it's hard to replicate that offense in practice. But two, they run it to perfection. And you know, they got some really good players that play assignment football, both on offense, defense, and special teams. And you know, that's just display of him as a coach. And he has built a heck of a program there. So three-time state champ. 22 region championships in theirs. I know they played in different classifications, but that doesn't seem to bother them at all. They're playing at 6A right now. You know, I know when they were playing in the 4A state championship a few years ago, I think it was 2020 when they played and won it. But so definitely they play hard-nosed football, smash-mouth football. They're going to come off the line low and hard and hit you in the mouth. And they're gonna, you know, it's wing T principles, but they're running a lot of option. And we've got to be able to play assignment football and know your read keys. And because their quarterback, I'm telling you, if you step wrong or do something wrong, he's going to make you pay. And their coaches make good adjustments off of that. So, you know, we've got to be a student of the game. We've got to, really watch what we're doing and play hard.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Alabama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Bates. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Pirates!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simon's in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, Jack's Tire and Brake, and by Max Barbecue. Well, Coach, Maris, they run that wing tee, kind of like that team down in south of us there that we beat at the beginning of the season. So I'm sure our boys are aware of this. They kind of looked at some film already, and it's going to be similar to that, I would imagine, as far as preparation and just, yeah. You know, talking about stopping a team like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they run a lot of, you know, wing tee stuff, but I think it's more option-based. So you get a lot of same formations and everything, but you get different motions. You get some different plays out of it as well. You know, when you talk about wing tee, you're talking about running the belly, running a buck sweep, and power, counter. You know, when you're talking about Maris now, you're going to talk about inside veer, outside veer. You got to be accounted for on the pitch, on the option. You got to always account for the quarterback, because this quarterback, even though, you know, I don't even know how tall he is, but that doesn't really matter, because he makes his reads really well. And I'm telling you, if you don't take care of the quarterback or the dive or the pitch, he is most of the time always right. And so we got to really play assignment football. We have got to, and this part's similar about the wing tee and option. You have got to have great eye discipline. If you sit there and look at the quarterback and the pitch, the dive's going to hit right underneath you, and it's going to go for a long ways, because everybody else is keying on doing their job. So if one person does not do their job, you know, it's going to take away from, you know, one aspect or another, the dive, the pitch, or the quarterback. And I think that you've got to take care of all three of those phases. And one, their offensive line, you'll see it Friday night. They probably don't get, you know, 3 feet off the ground. They're coming straight out, you know, firing off the football. And you know, we've got to play with our hands and play well on defense.
Well, it sounds like we've got a big task ahead of us, Coach. Who are their studs, or who are we going to, you know, match up with? Or what are those key matchups, or can we match up with?
I definitely need, you know, they got a few studs on offense and defense. They got some guys that go both ways as well. But, I mean, you're going to see number 15 for them as a big receiver for them. And he also plays defense and uses his hands really well. I think he's a Georgia Tech commit. But you'll see him, he'll split out wide. You'll also see their quarterback is really good. Their fullback, number 41, looks like a miniature Mike Allstott. And he definitely fires off the football, stays low, you know, can run the football really well. He plays defensive tackle for them as well. That tells you how tough that kid is. And then also their running back, they got number 28, number 32, I believe. You know, those are really good running backs for them as well, and wing backs for them. So I definitely think that those are key matchups. You know, I think their defensive line, their linebackers, you know, are really good. They have a good feel for zone coverage. So I definitely think that they play really hard. You know, secondary is really good too, because they use their hands. They're always in the right spot. So we've definitely got a big task in front of us.
This is the Brunswick High Coach Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, they're big, and they're a good-looking team traditionally. But our team, I'm sure they're talking about us right now. Hey, this team is fast, and they're going to look at our film. We got talent on this team, and I hope our boys know that, hey, we can match up with these guys. I really think we can. We got a good shot at this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, nobody's bad in the playoffs in the second round.
That's right.
From here on out, we're one of 16 teams that are left, and I think that, you know, I told our guys, you know, just don't be happy that we made it to the second round. You know, we've got an opportunity in front of us, and, you know, I think we've got to take advantage of it. I think we've got to handle and prepare for the travel and, you know, just for this team, you know, great opponent that we're playing. And they know that. They're taking business serious, and they know that we've got to play assignment football. And even though we have some great athletes on our team, you know, so do they. And like I said, there's nobody bad, you know, in the second round of the playoffs.
That's what you get at this level, at this, you know, like you said, second round. Well, Coach, what does tomorrow look like, and then what does Friday look like for you?
Yeah, tomorrow, actually, I've got to go to our region meeting from this past season, and we'll talk about the scheduling for next year, and we'll actually talk about, you know, the players, you know, region players of the year. We'll have a discussion about that tomorrow, and then get back for practice. We'll do our Thursday special teams and offense and defense walkthrough, and, you know, we'll pack our travel bags tomorrow, and then Friday morning we'll load everything up, you know, on the buses, and put our bags underneath the bus, and make sure we got everything, you know, here. And then, you know, we're leaving Brunswick 9:30, and so we'll get on the road then and try and beat some Atlanta traffic and get up there and do a pregame meal, and, you know, head over to Marist High School.
Very good. We already got that planned out, going to Longhorns again, or?
No, we got it mixing up a little bit. They're actually not on Longhorns anywhere near Marist, so, and I don't want to get caught on traffic on 285. So we're actually Shambly High School, who played Coffee County last week in the first round, is probably 5 minutes away from the Marist school, and they've opened their doors and gave us some hospitality. They're going to let us use their lunchroom, and got some Chick-fil-A being catered in to our guys, and going to have some downtime there and maybe do a walkthrough there, and then head over to the stadium after that.
Well, Coach, we've had big crowds the last 2 weeks, and hopefully that continues. But folks that can't, I guess they can watch it on
It should be on NFHS.
Okay.
And we always got the professor and
kid. Absolutely.
On 107.7 Fox. And, you know, if you can't get it on NFHS, or if it, you know, freezes up on you, definitely turn on the radio and listen to the game.
And we're going to be wearing those good-looking white uniforms again, which are my favorites.
That's right. That's right. We're on the road, so we got to wear white tops.
That's right. Well, thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7:30 p.m. I'm Brad Kirkland signing off.